It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Turn the music up in the headphones.
Nokia's new black phone and MP3 player comes preloaded with Jay-Z's Black Album. So you get Jay-Z's phone.
Come push your shoulders up.
His style.
Come push your shoulders up.
And even his skills.
Tell the ladies they love me. Tell the reaches they screaming. All the bars is bouncing like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be
screaming. Yeah, well, you get his phone. The Jay-Z Black Phone. The new player. Nokia. Connecting people.
Next message.
Some dude has uploaded the album.
Next message.
Phone service attachment. Sorry to bother you, but I have some thoughts I would like to share with you. All these mixes are fun to listen to, but would it bother you if these remixes were to be controlled by a company which did not create them? It seems that OCA Phil Records released the vocals, and now the record business companies will attempt to control these remixes for their own profit without the consent of the creators. How this happens is because the ideas of copyright have been distorted in the United States. Copyright was originally 7 years. It is now life of the creator plus 20 years, effectively eliminating the idea of public domain. And record companies have laws in the books which allow them to seize these remixes and consider them part of their own record library, effectively cutting out the creator. Ironic, isn't it? The copyright system was supposed to protect the creator, but in this case the opposite is happening. Also, I would like to mention to you the idea of fiscal responsibility. Jay-Z claims to be connecting with his peoples, yet at the same time he is inking deals which will release his future music through the $125 phone. This is the Nokia Black Phone. How many people can afford a $125 phone? Now, there is nothing wrong with what he is doing. Just like there is nothing wrong with all the charities whose record label gives money to. But there is a difference between how these charities spend their money. One charity gives $7 for every $10. Other charities give $1 for every $100. Why this happens is that these people feel that they need big publicity, i.e. parties or award shows, to draw in people with money. So to get $1 they need to spend $19.99. You see these big parties on the news and entertainment shows. I find them appalling. Yes, charities need money to run, but at a certain point it becomes grotesque and ego-serving. By now you're bored. But that's not my concern. Another issue I'm asking you to think about it is the following. Rap has a history of sampling and reuse. Heck, Jay-Z apostrophe's lines often reference old rappers. Now, what is the difference between reusing old lines and beats and the work of someone like DJ Danger Mouse who reused to make new? DJ Danger Mouse recently received a cease and desist letter from the owners of the rights to his distribution for Beatles music. DJ Danger Mouse has said he will not bring the case to a court to see if a judge and jury will decide if his work is considered fair use. This is often how it plays out. Large corporations go through the motions which effectively, in most cases, forces the creator to stop distributing their new work out of fear of prosecution, whose costs are no longer in reach of the average person. This is called the chilling effect. In this case though, where is Jay-Z? He's got a big record label, a big money deal with Nokia Phone, yet he's not helping DJ Danger Mouse protect his own work. Maybe that's partly because in a few months, EMI and RCA Phil Records will own, according to some existing laws, all the remix albums, the Grey Album, the Brown Album, the Black Jay's Album, the White Album, the Black Is Back Album, the Black and Tan Album, the Red Album, the Miri Version, the Illmind Version, and whatever else they track down, etc. which they will most likely redistribute as something special on the next Black Phone. If you choose to pay for them, that is your business. Thanks for taking time to listen. Percent 20.
Turn the music up, turn the lights down, I'm in my zone.
This is a public service announcement. Sponsored.
Nokia's new Black Phone and MP3 player comes preloaded with Jay-Z's Black Album.
This is a public service announcement. Sponsored by the good folks.
Nokia's new Black Phone and MP3 player.
This is a
Jay-Z's phone.
Service announcement.
Nokia, the new player, yeah. So you get Jay-Z's phone.
Come push your shoulders off.
His style.
Use my black ad for ads, fuckers.
And even his skills.
What more can I
justify?
This moment of proud clarity.
I done told you 9-10 times stop with me. Yeah. I done told you niggas 9-10 times stop fucking with me. Yeah. I told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me. This is an unusual musical, I'm conducting the music I be making. I'm a gift and a curse, I gave you volume after volume of my words. These words ain't just paid to go in one ear, out the other ear. No, yo, my balls and my word is all's I have. What you gonna do to me, nigga? Fuck perception, go with what makes sense. Like damn, that man's music is just like my music. Know that for every action is a reaction. Don't be acting like you can't see street action. Just the unwritten laws in rap. So from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? Homie, you got caught, it wasn't all your fault. They criticize me for, yet they all yell holla. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with the motherfucking law. We as rappers must decide what's most important. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. What more can
justify?
Clarity. What I'm up against, we as rappers must decide what's most important. We as rappers must decide what's most important. We as
people
must decide what's most important.
Nokia, the new player, yeah.